You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I get so aggravated by my stupid keyboard. Am I overreacting? I cannot stand how I'm trying to, you know, put in my password, right? My password, you know, so I'm typing in Dahlia. That's my password, you know, for a lot of things. Just don't use it for anything because that's my personal password. I'm trying to, you know, not let bad guys know about my password. So, you know, I'm typing in Dahlia, right? But if it's not on caps or if it's on caps lock, I have no idea because, you know, when you type in your password, you get those little dots or your asterisks, or if you spell it incorrectly, you don't have any idea. So I can't log on over and over and over again. Now, the reason why I usually use my password, Dahlia, again, don't tell anybody because it's my private password, as opposed to something with numbers, is because of the stupid number lock key. I think the number lock key on my keyboard is the most frustrating key. I remember I posed this question on Facebook months ago, when which key on your keyboard drives you the most crazy and makes you want to take a Valium? And I got to say, it's got to be the number lock, because I have no idea when the number lock is on and the number lock is off. See, I don't know about you all, but my desk has lots of papers and crap on it, right? So I have no idea if a little corner of a piece of paper is covering up the stupid little light. And do you know how many years it took me to realize that the light on my keyboard meant number lock? I had no idea. So here you are. You're typing in 568, and it's skipping lines. And you're like, what the heck is this? I mean, this is like something from, I don't know, Fifth Element or... I'm like, I'm trying to type a gosh darn number. Type it up. No, number lock. So, I'm sorry. I'm in a bad mood. I can't log on. I got to do some banking, right? You know, my checks are bouncing all over the place. Now, I'm ready to bounce this keyboard on my computer. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I have a problem today, okay? I bit my tongue. Now, I know I already have a little bit of a lisp, but you know when you bite your tongue and it hurts? Okay, the tip of my tongue hurts, and this is really going to be difficult. I'm not lying. I want to do a good show. I know I've yet to do a good show, and I was hoping tonight would be the night. And the tip of my tongue really hurts. And you know how sometimes you get a canker sore? I don't have one yet, but if it continues to hurt, I'm like really worried. So I got some grapefruit juice. I don't know really what to do here. So I apologize if it sounds like I have a little bit of a lisp, but my tongue really hurts. So I don't know what to do. This is going to be a very frustrating event here. Okay, so for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I would love to hear from you. This is why I talk less, because of my tongue. Got some good news about cataracts. There may actually be a medication that you, like a pill you could pop to stop cataract blindness. That's pretty cool, because a lot of us have to go for surgery, and we don't like that. Also, men. Some of you may be able to fight your prostate cancer by taking women's estrogen. Would you do that? Would you take birth control? Would you take a birth control pill to stop your prostate cancer? I don't know, man. I mean, if I was a man, come on, guys. Really? You too manly to take a little bit of estrogen? Come on. Now, this is cool. You men will like this one, a spit test. Yeah, see, I know my male audience, especially my truckers, right? When I drove a truck, I spit more than I ever spit out of my car. There's something about driving a truck. Okay, I know I have one of those little mini trucks. I know it's not like a real, real truck, right? Not like a real rig here, but, you know, for me, that was like, you know, my trucking days. I had my truck, flatbed. I was pretty happy. Proud of myself, I got a truck. But yeah, I wore my cowboy hat, listened to cowboy music, had a toothpick in my mouth, had my elbow out the window, and I'd spit with the best of them. Oh, it was great. Good old days. Well, anyway, for those of us like to spit, there's a spit test that could possibly tell us if we're at risk for pancreatic cancer. Oh, yeah. So, okay, we got spit, we got estrogen. Of course, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we have to talk about the boobies as usual. So, as you can see, let's just plunge right in. Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, I have two questions for you. I'm calling from Michigan. Mm-hmm. The first one is, I've heard that you really can't catch the flu from the flu shot, but I got the flu shot last week on Tuesday, and by Thursday I was in bed with the crud. And so I'm wondering if you think that either one of them are related. And my other question is regarding the Depo shot. I have a stepdaughter who's not taking her birth control pill efficiently. So are there any studies that talk about, like, long-term negative effects with the Depo shot, or is that something that I should be able to assure her, she's now 18, that that it's 100% safe for her? So, and if you could talk about maybe the plus and minuses of that, that would be great. Thank you.
Great questions. Thank you so much. Okay, and that was from, I think, my WSRT affiliate up in Traverse City, Michigan. Thank you all for listening up there. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, so the question about the flu. I can't tell you how many people that get the flu shot, and then they get sick a few days later, a week later, and they're like, why did I do this? And I think I talked about previously on the show what my theory is. If you get the injection, no, that shouldn't give you the flu because it's the killed version of the virus, as opposed to the flu mist that you take up the nose as a live, weakened version. So technically, no, you shouldn't get the flu from the shot. However, my theory is while when you get the vaccine and your body's immune response is trying to kind of load up and gear up and build up its immunity, you may have a weakness. And during that weakness, a cold, you know, a little bug comes by, like strep or staph or something, and you get sick. Or the immune reaction that you're mounting makes you just instinctively start to build up inflammatory fluid and mucus, et cetera. Because when you get mucusy, that's about your body's response to fight off a cold. So it doesn't want more cold coming in, and it starts getting all sticky to get the viruses out. So, yes, I think they're related, but not because you're actually getting the flu. You're just getting sick because of either the immune response or you'd be a little weak. When we come back, yeah, I do want to talk about Depo Provera and more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right. Okay, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I'm looking at my keyboard, okay? Right now, the keyboard is perfectly set. There's no cap. It's not on caps lock, and it's not on number lock. So if I need to type after the show, as long as nobody touches this keyboard, I'm going to be good to go. If not, I'm just not going to be able to work. I got to say, it just drives me crazy. I was really relaxed today. I had a good serotonin day, no PMS, and the stupid thing drove me crazy. Okay, so before the break, we had a caller discussing. She had two questions. One was, you know, does the flu shot give you the flu? No. No, it doesn't. But, you know, when you got to get that junky feeling, that cold, we talked about either maybe you got a secondary infection, you're a little weak, or coincidentally, I mean, this is the time of year everybody's getting sick. So if this is the time of year everyone's getting sick, you know. Now, the question about the Depo Provera and your teenager or 18-year-old interested in Depo Provera. The one thing that comes to my mind, the reason why we don't want anyone on Depo Provera long-term is because Depo Provera is a progesterone agent. And whenever you take birth control, it suppresses your hormonal axis so you don't get pregnant. So if you're on an all progesterone and your eggs don't ovulate and you don't get your spikes in estrogen, there's a chance you could lose your bones. So, and have bone loss. So we don't recommend Depo-Provera greater than 2 years.
after 2 years, you know, we watch you maybe try to consider another form of birth control. Now, some people that can't take anything but Depo-Provera because they can't take estrogen products. If you're at risk for breast cancer, at risk for, you know, blood clots. But the thing is, you know, when you look at the PI or the product information of Depo-Provera, they don't want you taking it if you have, you know, history of breast cancer or risk for breast cancer or thromboembolic disorders or blood clots also. I have never seen a person on Depo-Provera have it found to cause breast cancer by any means. I don't believe it increases breast cancer risk. I know they're studying it. You know, sometimes Depo-Provera, maybe it could bother the liver. Again, I've never seen it because we aren't keeping people on it long enough. So, you know, a lot of girls that start the Depo-Provera are these very young teenagers who won't remember to take the pill. A lot of older women, they don't like taking it because it causes some unpredictability with your periods. You know, when you get that Depo-Provera shot, that big whopping progesterone shot, and you get it every 3 months, you have no idea if you're not going to bleed, if you're going to bleed, and if you are going to bleed, you're going to be bleeding for 3 months. Another thing is a lot of women in the childbearing years who get married, they don't like take the Depo-Provera because if they want to get pregnant, sometimes the Depo-Provera could cause infertility up to a year. And so you basically have to stop the Depo-Provera at least a year before you may want to get pregnant, as opposed to the birth control. Studies have shown you could stop the birth control right away. You could just stop the birth control and get pregnant. Personally, I have another theory. This is another Dr. Dahlia theory. Hey, my theories are good. Okay, one of my theories is, you know, I see a lot of miscarriages. And I always thought that women who took birth control year after year after year, immediately they stop birth control, they get pregnant, but because their body doesn't know how to be on autopilot, never really had a chance to, you know, be on autopilot, they miscarry. Now, studies have disproved that. They go, no, you could get pregnant the next month, and yeah, women have. They go off the pill or they miss a pill, they get pregnant, the baby's fine. Yeah. However, for those of you that, you know, have high miscarriage risk in the family and or you've had a miscarriage, you know, my recommendation would be let your body be on autopilot at least for a couple months. That's just, you know, and I've recommended that to some of my patients, and it seems to be pretty helpful. So no long-term effects that I know with the Depo-Provera because we don't keep you on it long enough. So after a couple years, you know, you can start having bone loss, so would probably recommend something else. But it's an easy birth control. You don't have to remember to take the pill. You know, I can't tell you how many times I have to leave class to take my pill because you got to take a birth control at the same time. You know, same place, by the same route, right, every day. And all of a sudden, it'd be 2 in the afternoon. I'm like, no. Teacher's like, where are you going? I couldn't say, you know, take the birth control pill. I didn't think, you know, I didn't want them to think I was a hoochie mama. So I'd say, oh, I have explosive diarrhea. I got to go. They're like, all right, you got diarrhea, go. Meanwhile, I ran home to take the pill. I mean, that's kind of tough stuff. So the pill is difficult. We used to have that Norplant implant, you know, where we'd, you know, stick it into your arm. And you'd have your birth control on your arm, then we'd have to take the Norplant out. Taking Norplant out was really, you know, tough. It would get all entangled in your scar tissue. And you know, we're numbing you up, but still, you know, you're lying there, and it's like an hour procedure. I hated taking out Norplant. That was, so we just stopped doing it. We don't even use the Norplant anymore. But, no, good luck with that. That's a great question. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, this is Breast Cancer Month, and I'm going to have my mammogram in 1st of November. Mm-hmm. And I have a question. I've had, in the past couple years, dense breast tissue, and I read an article in Sunday's paper that you need a mammogram and an ultrasound with dense breast tissue. Could you kind of help me out in understanding this? I sure would appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. That's a great question. Yes, if you have dense breast tissue, although I'm going to tell you, I don't think I've seen in the last year a mammogram that doesn't say that. And the reason why is when they read a mammogram, if part of your breast tissue is more on the dense side, then the sensitivity of your mammogram goes down, meaning they aren't able to tell you. And they're never able to tell you 100% certainty, but the percent of certainty they could tell you that breast tissue is clear of anything, the more dense it is, goes down. So what we recommend is a breast ultrasound, because at least when they do the ultrasound, if you do have a mass, they could detect it by a shadow. Now, from what I understand, there's a law in California where if the radiologist feels your breast tissue is dense, they'll automatically order the ultrasound with the mammogram. And there's been studies that show women are at higher risk for breast cancer if they have denser breasts. Why? Because a mammogram is more difficult to read. The only problem is, you know, radiologists, they get sued left and right. You know, when somebody gets breast cancer, and 1 in 8 women do, and victim decides to, get an attorney and they decide to sue the radiologist, what they end up doing is they take the mammogram in which, you know, the doctor finally saw the breast cancer, and then they show the mammograms the year before and the year before the year before. Now, of course, being Monday morning quarterback is very easy. You see the spot when the doctor diagnosed it, then you go back and go, but there was a spot and there was a spot. Well, of course, it's easy to do that way. But until the spot gets big enough for the naked eye to see, or even if they magnify it a little bit on their screen, they won't see it until it gets large enough. So what I've noticed is a lot of radiology places will put on the mammogram report bilateral dense breast tissue, or breast tissue appears to be dense bilaterally. And I'm practically seeing that on every single mammogram. So now I'm asking lady after lady, do you want to get an ultrasound? Now, up until Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, I was noticing doctors were ordering both anyway. They just said, to heck with this, I'm tired of missing breast cancers, we're just going to do mammograms and ultrasounds no matter what. Now I'm noticing, because insurance isn't paying for it, doctors are asking, do you want it? If you want it, we'll try to make it happen, if not, pay cash. So personally, yes, I think having an ultrasound done is very helpful. In fact, when I had my breast cancer scare, the mammogram was read as normal, but the ultrasound found it. Now, ultrasounds are not more sensitive than mammograms. Mammograms are still the best. However, sometimes it just gives that second look. So I'm a big fan of ultrasound. It's cheap. It's, you know, painless. Compared to the mammogram, it's painless. There's no radiation. But I believe it should be used as an adjunct. Personally, because of the high rates of breast cancer, I would love everybody getting a mammogram and a breast ultrasound at the same time. Because again, our goal is to catch the breast cancer early. If we could MRI the breast, that would even be better. But of course, you know, that's, you know, more expensive. So, it's interesting. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, everybody floods. That's when everyone's like, all right, I'm going to go get my mammogram. So that's good. I'm glad we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The only problem is, you know, I like to do my mammogram when it's not Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because then the lines aren't as bad. You know, what are you going to do? All right, so great question. You know, speaking of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there's some teenagers at Gilbert, Arizona, I believe it's the cheerleaders, that want to wear these T-shirts saying, feel for lumps, save your bumps. Okay? It has Gilbert Cheer on the front. It has feel for lumps, save your bumps on the back. Apparently the school's having a cow. They don't want them to wear their T-shirts. They say they're inappropriate. Really? Really? It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Feel for lumps, save your bumps. Well, bumps might not be the classiest word, but remember, schools are cracking down on those I Love Boobies bracelets. You know, kids are running around with my boys love those bracelets. I Love Boobies. I Love Boobies. And schools aren't allowing kids to wear those. So what are kids supposed to do when they want to lobby for breast cancer awareness? Are they really doing that, or are they just wearing funny shirts? You know what? I don't mind. You know, those aren't dirty words. Boobie really isn't a dirty word. You know, let the kids do it, because maybe an adult looking at that will remember to, you know, examine themselves. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, men taking estrogen to block prostate cancer. I'm a fan. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, herbalhealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25%
5-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade. It's somewhere.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman to this guy?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Do. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so a spit test could give early warning of pancreatic cancer. Wow. Okay, now what they found, this is cool. You wonder how they figured this out. There's a small study where the journal Gut, yeah, there's actually a journal named Gut, G-U-T. There's a journal called Gut, suggests that certain types of mouth bacteria, which are found, you know, in gum disease, can also be linked to the development of pancreatic cancer. And they found, right, that people with pancreatic cancer had 31 additional species of one type and 25 fewer species of another than those of people without pancreatic cancer. Okay, so I know you guys are dying to know the names of the species. Okay, Someone had pancreatic cancer. It appeared they had more granulocytella adjacent. Okay, there was more of that, and they all are kind of curious about that. And then, for those that were healthier or the pancreatic cancer patients had less of these two bacteria, Neisseria elongata and Streptococcus mitis. So what they want to do is kind of do like a swish and spit type of thing to examine the bacteria. And if they could tell that somebody, because remember, the problem with pancreatic cancer is it's found once it's actually spread. And, you know, it's usually is, I don't want to say too late. You know, people undergo treatment. I mean, look at Steve Jobs. You know, dealt with it for 7 years. But, you know, we want to catch pancreatic cancer before it gets to the point where it could spread. And so they're trying to think of ways where they could catch it early. And if they could do this by looking at bacteria in the mouth, my question is how early does this bacteria in the mouth or this, you know, some bacteria is higher than others and the other bacteria like the Neisseria is less. You know, when do we start seeing that manifest? You know, if that's within the first couple months of cancer, wow, I would say every year, let's do one of those swish and spit tests and, you know, see if we're at risk. Again, we don't know if, you know, what the cost would be, but I gotta tell you, pancreatic cancer scares the heck out of me. And even though one of the risk factors is genetics, most of the people that I know that got pancreatic cancer didn't have a family member with it. So as far as I'm concerned, we have no idea. You can't say, I get patients that did a lot that go, Dahlia, why would I get a colonoscopy? There's no colon cancer in the family. Oh, I get that a lot with women. I don't need to do mammograms. There's no breast cancer in the family. Yes, you do need to do mammograms. 90% of women with breast cancer don't have it in the family. I mean, you know, when the first person that was diagnosed in my family with breast cancer, she thought mammograms caused breast cancer. She thought mammograms were evil. You know, she came up with every excuse, and I basically dragged her by the hair to get it done, and we found breast cancer. Luckily, we found it early enough, and it was able to get attacked and dealt with. Thank God, knock on wood. But, you know, the fear that, oh, you know, mammograms are going to make it worse. And again, her excuse was, we don't have breast cancer in the family. Why do I have to get a mammogram? And my answer to that is nobody in the family gets mammograms. We have no idea if any of them had breast cancer. See, everybody in our family kind of dies young, especially the men. So we have no idea if any of us would have you know, become diagnosed with the disease. I mean, we've only had one person in our family, have Alzheimer's, you know, be afflicted with Alzheimer's because nobody else in our family lives long enough to get Alzheimer's. So I have to deal with a lot in my family. You know, I don't really like their logic. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm the black sheep of the family, but I'm not considered the most sane in my family. You know, if somebody wants advice, you know, they'll go to my sister. They go to my brother for medical advice. Yeah, they'll come to me. But the problem is they know what I'm going to say. See, people don't like, in my family, they do not like to come to me. My dad would not talk to me because he knows what I say. I say, go get a colonoscopy, go get a prostate exam, go get an EKG. So he wouldn't do it. It's like I'm a broken record. Like your kids won't listen to you as parents or grandparents, yet they'll listen to their friend. So if you all think that I am the guru in the family, I'm not. Nobody wants my advice in my family. Not at all. No, they go the other way. They'll listen to Dr. Oz. You know what, Dahlia? Dr. Oz said I need a colonoscopy. I go, really? Is that the first time you heard that? Really? Really? Yeah, they won't listen to me. I'm still the little girl that, you know, picked a nose and, you know, made farting sounds, right? You know, using my elbow and they, you know, and, you know, the other way too. Nah, they don't know. You know, my family. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they do. I think they sneak and listen to my show, but they just don't like to be lectured, and they know what I'm going to say. So, you know, what are you going to do? Okay. All right. So also in the news, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Estrogen may help men who are not able to battle their prostate cancer by other means. Now, when I read this, estrogen can help prostate cancer, I didn't think this was anything new. You know, studies have shown that soy products help men fight prostate cancer. Also, you know, studies have shown like Japanese men who eat diets high in plants that have phytoestrogens don't seem to get prostate cancer as often as American men do. So I've always thought there was a link. But, you know, it's nice when these articles come out because it reminds us to talk to people. Well, they think they know why. They say that there's actually beta estrogen receptors. And these receptors on the prostate actually cause cancer cells to commit suicide. Right? I guess, you know, I mean, maybe it's a cancer cell that just wants to sit there and watch some football, you know, have his beer. Then all of a sudden, here comes a little estrogen, you know, going, you need to do this, you need to do this. He's like, you know, I can't take it anymore, woman. You know, and so basically the beta estrogen receptor causes cancer cells to commit suicide. Then there's another receptor called the alpha estrogen, which could actually boost the spread of cancer. They think that the estrogen hits the beta estrogen receptor, so prostate cancer cells may commit suicide. Now, I don't know by what means. I don't even want to think about it. That could be pretty gory. But, you know, interesting stuff. So, you know, I mean, men, would you... If you had prostate cancer and you weren't, you know, doing well with the other means, I mean, one of the main things we do is if you have prostate cancer, we block your testosterone. And blocking a man's testosterone isn't fun. You know, just like when women have to have their estrogen blocked with breast cancer, whoo, we get grumpy. We don't like it. We don't like it at all. But, you know, men losing their, you know, we're having some issues here. Sorry. Okay. You know, men, they don't like losing their testosterone. So when we block their testosterone, while we're trying to treat their prostate cancer, either with, you know, radiation or with, you know, those pellets, they don't seem to like it. So adding estrogen, I don't know, you know, how that would go. But I gotta tell you, men, you know, don't try to be all manly and burly. You know, let me kind of clue you in. Women like men that actually have that little bit of that sensitive side, okay? I got to tell you, the guys that I dated that really knew how to deal with women, they would say, yeah, I'll go shopping with you. Yeah, you know, they knew. Or that where I loved men wearing a peach shirt on a guy. No, you do not have to gag yourself. Listen, I tell you, if you want the girl, you better take notes. Guys wearing pink shirt, maybe, but I liked, there was this type of peach, maybe it was tangerine, very sexy on a guy, all right, and, like, you know, my husband knows exactly what to do, okay, you know, he doesn't want to watch Glee, and he doesn't want his guy friends to know he watches Glee, but if he wants to cuddle on the couch, he's going to sit and watch Glee with me, right? Or he'll sit and watch Lord of the Rings with me, right? Although, you know, I can't act like I like the Viggo Mortensen scenes. And I'd be like, you know, he is nothing on you, you know, all right? But listen, guys, you know, I'm not saying you have to feminize yourself to get the ladies. But sometimes this macho type of thing doesn't work. Now, I do have to, there's a caveat there. Ben wearing a Raiders shirt, the black and silver, very sexy. I just think the Raiders colors are gorgeous. So if a man walks in with a Raiders shirt, that is gorgeous, hands down. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Good. All right. I think everything is back to normal. Computer's working well. Tongue feels better. I tell you, I'm not going to bite my tongue again. Boy, that's horrible. Maybe I got to eat slower. Maybe it is because I talk too much. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, doctor. I have a 17-year-old daughter that hasn't had her period since March, and she's got a lump on her breast, and she's got horrible stomach pain. She went and saw the doctor, and the doctor didn't seem to really care about anything that she was going through. I'd like to suggest a doctor to her, but I don't know where to go, and I don't know what problems she could possibly be having. Thanks.
Okay, what I would suggest, I'd get her probably a gynecologist, okay? If she hasn't had her period since March, we're talking 7-8 months now, I would probably recommend a pregnancy test. Okay, abdominal pain, breast feeling lumpy, no period, not to, you know, scare you. She's got to get a pregnancy test, obviously. Get a urine test. Depend on where the abdominal pains are. You know, if the abdominal pains are in the upper part of the stomach, the right upper quadrant, we need to look for gallstones. Lumps in the breast, always panic any young girl. With that, I would recommend an ultrasound. Sometimes mammograms aren't as sensitive as they can be under age 30, so she'd probably need a breast ultrasound. But and then again, if she's not having a period, she probably needs a pelvic ultrasound. So right now I'm recommending, and the ultrasounds luckily are not as expensive as CTs and MRIs, I'm recommending a pelvic ultrasound, an abdominal ultrasound, and a breast ultrasound. But probably a good place to start would be a gynecologist. You know, we don't like girls not getting their periods. If they're not getting their periods, it could be because they aren't ovulating. If they're not ovulating, they may not be getting the estrogen spike that they need. If they're not getting their estrogen, their bones can later thin. And we want women to have a cycle. I know a lot of women out there go, oh my gosh, she's lucky. No period since March. Let sleeping dogs lie. No, no, no. We don't like that. We want a cycle. We want your body to have a predictable pattern. They do better. And remember, she may want to get pregnant later. And so it's interesting how, you know, a lot of young girls, you know, their periods are abnormal. So we throw them on a birth control pill. They're on a birth control pill for 10 years. Then they finally want to get pregnant. And they have trouble getting pregnant. And they wonder why. Well, because, again, we never figured out why they weren't having a period. So, again, you know, anytime somebody doesn't have a period, again, we have to check pregnancy. Then, you know, we take a look at the parts, see what's going on, take a look at her hormones, see if there's, you know, something else going on, polycystic ovary disease, maybe too much testosterone, prolactin. But the abdominal pains, I mean, she sounds like she's suffering. Abdominal pains, lower abdominal pains, we worry about the pelvic area, appendix. Left side, we worry about the colon and, again, ovaries. Bladder is more in the center at the bottom of the abdomen, whereas upper, you have your gallbladder, you have your pancreas, you have your stomach, sometimes ulcers. So there's a lot of different things that could be causing the abdominal pain. But, you know, keep me posted. I'd like to find out what, either email or call back, and I'd love to know what the doctor ended up finding. But, yeah, I would probably start with the gynecologist. She may be more comfortable there. All right, great, great job. Yeah, I really like, you know, the calls, you know, that I get from my parents. I think there's a lot of really good parents. You can tell they really, really care. You know, this parent, I don't know what's wrong with him. A Ventura man was arrested last week after he attacked his 18-year-old son with a sword. Did you hear about this? The kid was not doing chores, and the dad accused him of being lazy. So the argument got so heated that the dad picked up a 4-foot-long sword and started swinging it at the son. When the son tried to defend himself, his hand got lacerated by the blade, and he started to bleed pretty profusely. So dad's been arrested and booked on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. Kid is recovering, but wow, oh my gosh. So the kid is 18 years old, but oh my gosh, when you look at this guy, he looks kooky. Oh, Lord have mercy. I tell you, I don't know. I really don't know. Okay. So this is very interesting. Apparently, scientists believe they have something and have created a revolutionary drug that could prevent the clouding of your lens that causes cataracts. All right. This is a team at Adelaide University in Australia. They think they found a non-surgical cure for cataracts. Now, right now, they don't have drops or medications or anything like that. All we could do now is have the cloudy lens removed. When we have cataracts and the lens gets cloudy, and you know, all we could do at this point is remove it. Then we put the new one in. Once you have the new one in, then maybe the ophthalmologist could go in with a laser and, you know, break up the debris as you get debris. But you can't do that on the first lens. You have to take that first lens out. Now, when my patients get cataract surgery, this is the one surgery they seem to be very, very excited about, because they describe it to me as seeing out of a dirty window, all of a sudden getting the new lenses. And it's like your window was washed. I mean, they say they love it. And so any of you that have had cataract surgery had similar experience, congratulations. It must be a wonderful feeling. Well, right now, they are testing a new drug developed in collaboration with Calpain Therapeutics that shows it significantly slows cataract progression. So I'm not sure if it's going to come out as a pill. They aren't sure if it's going to come out as drops yet. But, you know, that's going to later save money, because then we won't have to have cataract surgery if that works. Or for those of us that have had cataract surgery that start to recloud, maybe we don't need to have you know, the laser treatment. Now, you know, they say cataract, the word derives from the Latin cataracta, which means waterfall. Now, that's interesting. I don't really see how waterfall, it gets kind of muddy. Maybe because waterfalls make a lot of mud. Maybe, you know. And, of course, most of us, as we age, we get it. We get the blurry vision, you know, kind of gets cloudy, et cetera. They say Romans were the first in Britain to carry out cataract operations, and how they would do that was use a sharp end of a needle for surgery and then the blunt end heated to cauterize the wound. So they would cut the dirty part out. Oh, how crazy. And then what did they use for anesthesia? Oh, that's horrible. Anyway, all right. What we recommend is any of you who possibly have cataracts or have cloudy, blurry vision, of course, we want you to see the ophthalmologist, your optometrist, okay? I usually want to get to the emails, and I know we're coming up to the end soon, but here's one related to eye doctor. I'm thinking about having LASIK, but I'm scared. What can you tell me about LASIK? You know, I had LASIK, and I know the idea is a little intimidating. The idea is a little intimidating because what they're doing is they're reshaping your cornea. And, you know, a lot of LASIK doctors, they say it's not a surgery, it's a procedure, you know, because, you know, they could do it, you know, in a couple minutes each eye. And for those of us that are farsighted or nearsighted or having astigmatism, which is, you know, a different shape of the cornea, what they do is they take a flap of the cornea, they reshape, put the flap back, and then you're able to hopefully, and they do this with such precision with their LASIK machines that you're able to go from 20/100 to 20/20, sometimes 20/15. Some people do one eye so that they could see nearsighted, and then the other eye they could see farsighted, and you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. I had LASIK, I liked it a lot. Your eyes can dry out though. So, you know, you have to use a lot of rewetting drops in the beginning. Sometimes you get a little bit of a sunburst or a little bit of a halo. And that, you know, that just seems to happen because, you know, a little bit of maybe of the corneal scarring. But overall, I'm really, really pleased. I mean, I think what bothered me, you know, with my glasses and my contacts is, you know, I'd wear contacts and after a while my eyes just rejected them. The lids of my eyes started to grow extra scar tissue to put a barrier between the contact and my body. And my eyes, I was getting a foreign body reaction from it that I just couldn't take it anymore. So, you know, I couldn't wear contacts and I wanted to look all, you know, sexy and pretty. And I didn't really want to wear my glasses, you know, because it was making an indentation in my nose. And, you know, what I really didn't like is waking up in the middle of the night and not being able to see too well, tripping over to get to the baby. So, although he's not a baby anymore, he's still my baby. But, you know, so I got LASIK done about 5 years ago, and I love it. I mean, I really, really, truly love it. But, of course, you want to sit down with your LASIK doctor, talk to him about it, talk about your options, and, you know, go from there. But when they show you that video, it makes so much sense. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. If this is that last hour you get to hear, you all have a great night. And but anyway, we have another hour coming up. So listen in, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.